Jim and Maggie from Hope and Olive, and Magpie and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks. Jim, you may hear on 5 o'clock Tales with Joan on Thursday afternoons. He's the mixologist behind the bar. But Maggie, you're the one behind the counter making the food, and you ring the little doorbell on the way out of Hope and Olive to say what a great job you've done. You brought food here, Jim and Maggie.
Let's start with the pie.
Evelyn made some locally inspired pizzas for y'all to taste.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think both of these are actually on the menu this week. We have one of our honey pies, which has strawberries from Warner Farm and mascarpone from Vermont Butter and Cheese Company, and honey from Warm Color at Apiary, and then some almonds. The savory pie is asparagus from Warner Farm, bacon, which we get from North Country Naturals out of Vermont, and then we have there's tomatoes, which we're getting from Waitley right now, and then some artisanal mozzarella, which we get from outside of Boston. It's a three-generation business, and a woman drives it up to us every other week.
Really,
she brings
really
the
months.
Buffalo, milks it right in front of Hope and Olive. It's worth
in a
seeing.
Trailer.
Yeah, and you brought a salad as well.
Well, we wanted you to try this. This is my first venture into a new local product.
What?
That I've never used before. It's my first time.
You're testing me.
We want you to
I'm
try.
I'm your test kitchen.
Take a bite.
Not tell me what it is. Jim is actually feeding me with a spoon.
It's a curry.
He's chewing.
I'm thinking. A good amount of spice.
It's from a farm in Shutesbury.
Mmm. I like that a lot.
What do you think?
What is it called?
It's Jamaican goat curry from...
I just ate goat. I haven't eaten goat since I was in India. Good thing you didn't tell me that, because I have this mental blockage of eating goat. I love goat cheese. It tastes great.
It's good. Yeah. Goat is good.
Yeah, that's delicious. I think it's way better than the Indian goat that I had. I'll tell you that much.
A lot of people have goat and have been calling and wanting me to buy goat. And finally, I just, okay, let's do some goat. And the customers want it. They're eating it up
actually,
all week long.
It's selling like crazy. I was surprised. I thought we'd have a lot of leftover goat.
One thing I want to bring it back to is just how, you know, Hope and Olive has really changed the neighborhood. I mean, I used to work at the courthouse in the last century. And Hope and Olive wasn't there. And it's just so different now having a really great restaurant right there on the corner. And what better two streets than Hope and Olive, really?
And then Magpie just a block away. And then they decided to build an intermodal transportation center right near you
guys.
Right
in between. Yeah.
That was good lobbying on your part.
Yeah.
I just love the way you're so embedded in the community. There's no separation. You allow the restaurant to be used in so many ways. You are so important to the Free Harvest Supper. And then you do free soup and games night every month.
And not only are you doing all these good things for the community and sourcing all this local stuff and supporting local people by employing them, Robert Duvall and Hollywood stars come into your restaurants all the time. What does Robert Duvall get when he comes to Hope and Olive, Maggie?
He's been enjoying salads.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
got to keep svelte. He's an actor.
And a dancer.
Camera puts on. Oh.
Flamenco dancer.
Tango.
And then also last night, the stars, it was a big burger night for all the stars.
Mm-hmm.
We sold 5 burgers to 5 Hollywood movie stars. So
you never know who you're going to run into when you're at Hope and Olive. I ran into RFK Jr. there one time. It was pretty awesome. Jim and Maggie from Hope and Olive and Magpie, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, with the local hero challenge. Pick your own strawberry season is upon us.
It's upon us. You know, farms are opening up. Pick your own. You should check with the individual farm at buylocalfood.org.
And I'm going to put a goat on the grill.
Mm-hmm.